Hello, welcome to the Lewisburg United Methodist Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit lwbumc.com.
Good evening, everyone. Well, welcome to this Christmas Eve service. You have to be a very special person to still find the 11 o'clock service to be the most meaningful hour of worship for Christmas Eve. I still find this service to be more special than any of the others, to have its own personality. And so I pray that tonight we'll all feel the very essence of what Christmas is in this hour. I'd like to thank Tyler Bland, who is our assistant this evening. For those of you who do not know, Tyler just recently announced that he would be becoming a candidate for ordained ministry and someday will be a pastor himself. And so we're delighted to have him here helping us. We also want to say thank you to those who are bringing the music for us this evening. And it's some very special music, and I'm very much looking forward to that. So, let us worship, and let us prepare our hearts for that very thing. For 4 weeks now, we've been on a journey through the season of Advent. As Tyler comes now, let us remind ourselves of where that journey has brought us now, too. There are four candles in the Advent wreath, and they represent these 4 weeks of Advent, but they represent something much more than just 4 weeks. The first candle of Advent we light once again this evening for hope. The world certainly needs hope. The second candle of Advent is for peace. Peace on earth. That's what the angels proclaimed. The third candle is the candle of love. And the fourth candle is the candle of joy. Joy to the world, for the Lord has come. Tonight we want to hear the Christmas story, and we want to hear it from the Scriptures. And tonight we want to sing songs that remind us of this beautiful night. And so, Tyler, will you come now and offer to us the first chapter of the Christmas story?
I'm reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Let us stand and sing together, O come, all ye faithful.
Verses 8 through 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, and on earth peace, goodwill to all. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told by them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Let us stand again as we sing the first Noel.
Find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper, whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer. Let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be. 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 There will be. There will be an answer. Let it be. 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 Whisper. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. Still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow. Let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Emmanuel, he comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be, let it be, oh, let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be. Whisper, whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. Let's do it again. Let it be, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, oh, let it be. Whisper, whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
Thank you all. The one verse in the entire Christmas story that has always caused me to ponder is when it says towards the end of the story that Mary treasured all these things in her heart and pondered what they might mean. She pondered them. Well, you know, when the angel appeared to Mary and told her she was going to have a baby, she said, "How can that be?" And the angel said that the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore, that child that shall be born within you shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, "How? How?" The most beautiful thing about Mary is that even though she did not understand what life was bringing to pass in her life, she was willing to say, "Okay, God. Let it be." Mary, for me, represents what every one of us ought to be in our lives. In the midst of perplexities and darkness and frightening times, when we don't know why this has happened or what's going to happen, are we willing to say, "God, here I am, your servant. Let it be unto me according to your word"? Are we willing to say that? Mary was. Mary was. Thanks be to God. 27 years ago tonight, I slipped into the back of the sanctuary at the United Methodist Temple in Beckley because I had just left the hospital where Reva and I's son was born. Tonight is his birthday. He was born just a little bit before 11 o'clock. And both of our children, I wondered when they were born, oh Lord, what have we done? And if you're a parent, you know that feeling. What was it that Mary was thinking about that night as she saw her tiny baby laid in those swaddling clothes in a manger? What was she thinking? What will this child be? How shall I raise this child? What am I going to do? All she could do was trust. All she could do was trust and hope. Did you know that hope is the one thing that gives life meaning when everything else seems to be falling apart? Abraham Lincoln said one time, "The best thing about the future is that it only comes one day at a time. Because if it came more, we probably would be so overwhelmed every day." When Mary stood at the foot of the cross and watched her son breathe his last breath, do you think she ever pondered in her heart that it would come to that moment? I don't think any parent can ever comprehend such a difficult thing. My sister died at an untimely age. My mom has already passed. My dad is still living. And my dad said something to me a few years ago that I've not forgotten. He said, "When your mom passed, it was a very difficult time for me. Very difficult. But," he said, "when your sister died, it's the hardest thing I've ever gone through." How does anyone comprehend the things that can happen in this life? The tragedies, the heartaches, the struggles. How does anyone get through those? I would like to suggest to you tonight that the only way to get through the weave and the maze and the difficulties and the struggles of this life is to believe like Mary and say, "God, I'm here with you and I'm trusting you that whatever comes, you will be with me." In just a few moments from now, we're going to hear another Mary sing a story about Mary. And in that song, she's going to say, "You're here. You're here." And I don't know what all that means, but you're here. I just went home between the 7 o'clock service and the 11 o'clock service, and I was sitting at the table with Reva talking, and we were talking about so many things, some of them difficult, going on in our family. We have a niece living with us who's been through rehab and is trying to get her life back on track. But some people in our family think that we shouldn't be doing this. And all I could say to Reva tonight was this: I don't know how long we're going to be in Lewisburg. I don't know what tomorrow brings. But I just know this: we are right here where we need to be at this time. Do you ever feel that in your life? You don't know what's going to happen next, but you know that at this moment, you are right where you need to be. That's what I think Mary knew that night. She didn't know all the answers to the questions, but she just knew that she was where God wanted her to be for that moment. And she trusted that God would use her and this precious, amazing child in ways she would not be able to comprehend, but yet she would trust that God would work his perfect will through it all. Dr. Bruce Larson says that the most important word in the human language is hope. This child tonight is a reminder to us all that no matter what has happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future, there is still hope. My best friend in high school is a fellow named Harry Yates. He grew up over near Marie. I grew up at Talkett. And Harry and I went through school from the first grade all the way through the 12th grade at Little Talkett High School. When I tell people that there were only 28 in our graduating class, they said, "That's not possible." I said, "Oh, yeah, there's small schools still in West Virginia." Harry called me a few years ago, and he told me that their firstborn daughter had just been diagnosed with Downs. And he said, I don't know what to think at this point, except that I'm just going to walk and trust God. I went down to visit him. He was living in Birmingham at the time, and he's a lawyer now, and he's moved back to West Virginia, and he lives down on the other side of Charleston. But she's the most beautiful young woman now. I guess she's almost 16 years old now. But Harry told me this story. And of all the stories I've ever heard in my ministry of 38 years, this one has to be the most interesting. When their daughter, Harry and Jenny's daughter, was diagnosed, they knew they were going to have to get themselves connected to other families who had the similar challenges. And so they aligned themselves with a group of three or four families. And one weekend, they had just recently opened the National Aquarium in Atlanta, which was a 2 hours drive approximately from Birmingham for them. And so they all decided to go to Atlanta to the aquarium as families, four or five families in three or four cars. And they got to the aquarium and they all went in and they all stayed together. But there was one little boy in the group, probably about 5 years old or so, who got separated. And they were frantic. They were searching with the public security people, and they were looking everywhere. They couldn't find him anywhere. And so finally, after a couple of hours, he turns up, and all is well. So they all finish their visit and get in their cars and head back to Birmingham. This little boy who had gotten lost, his mom and dad said when he got home, he hit the door and said, "I'm going to take my bath." And he went up the stairs. The mom said when she went upstairs to check on him in just a few minutes, she could not believe her eyes. For there he was in the bathtub with water coming up and a baby penguin. He had gotten this baby penguin in his backpack and snuck it out of the National Aquarium in Atlanta. And I want to tell you what that story says to me. That if a special needs young person can sneak a baby penguin out of an aquarium, there's nothing too hard for God. It also tells me, believe in miracles and never lose hope. Because God can do amazing things through all of us, regardless of what our challenges or hurdles to overcome are. I did thought a number of times what that parent would say when they called the aquarium and say, "Are you missing a penguin?" There are lots of things that happen to us that we can ponder. And sometimes there's a variation, a slight variation between pondering and worrying. Don't let the pondering become a burden of worry. There are times right now in your life, on this Christmas Eve, that there's something going on in your life that you need to say, "God, I need to trust you. I need to believe that you're here. And I need to say, God, let your perfect will be done in my life. And I just trust you. And I wait upon you. And I am your servant, willing to be whatever you need me to be." My friends, that's exactly what Jesus Christ, when he became a human, did. Do you know how many times in Jesus' earthly ministry, as recorded in the four Gospels, he said, "Not my will, but thine be done"? His whole life was wrapped up in doing and fulfilling what God wanted his life to be. One other story before I close. There's a word in the Bible, in the Sermon on the Mount, where it says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." People read that verse all the time and they say, "Well, that doesn't mean that you should be perfect. It just means you should try to be perfect." The Greek word for perfect is the word called telos. And the word literally means to fulfill the purpose for which you were created. You know, I have this screwdriver at my house. I've had it now for 20 years. I've told you this before, some of you. It's a rusty screwdriver with a wooden handle with several chunks out of it. It's got a bent shaft to it. But there are times when a hinge gets loose on a door that I can take that screwdriver with the bent handle and the cracked wooden part, and I can reach around when that door is just barely open and I can get to that hinge screw and tighten it. And I do that and I hold that screwdriver up and I say, "That thing is perfect." Now, it doesn't look perfect, but it fulfilled the purpose for which it was needed. This baby born tonight fulfilled the purpose for which God destined it. And whether you believe or not, I believe God has a plan and a purpose for every life. And I believe tonight we should renew our faith and our hope and our love in what God wants to do with our lives, because God loved us enough to send us his very being in this child. And so tonight as I close, let me just say, ponder with Mary. Ponder with Mary what it is that God would have to happen in your life. Because every day is a new day and a new beginning of God's grace and love. May it be for you and me tonight a new beginning of hope for what God will do. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the ushers are going to come, and as we worship, Mary Claire is going to come and offer us another song about Mary. It's a beautiful song as well. Please listen carefully to the words.
Hold on now, gotta take a deep breath. I don't know what to say when I look in. Emmanuel, you're here.
This time, we're going to invite the ushers who've now received the offering. We're going to ask a blessing on that. Oh Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the gift of music and song to remind us how beautifully our lives are intertwined with you and your working in our world. And we ask that the gifts we've received this evening will truly bless and help people, not just here in our own community, but through our United Methodist outreach programs throughout the state and around the world. Oh God, please let your compassion and love and kindness be felt through the gifts of your people this night. Through Christ our Lord, I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from the Lewisburg United Methodist Church. We pray that you are blessed by God's Word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lwbumc.com.